The first scripture reading this morning is found in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. It's on page 331 in your pew Bible. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And the second reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 through 20, on page 1550 in the Pew Bible. The Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." The word of God for the people of God.
Okay. Hello, everybody, again. I'm going to come on down here. So, wanted to talk to y'all about how it feels to go after the VIP. If I say VIP, you know what I mean, a very important person. We see this in sports. We see this in all types of leadership. I can tell you that I truly believe our Pastor Evan is a VIP. So I feel very nervous sometimes standing up here because he is a hard act to follow. I think that a lot of times we see it in scripture where we see this as well, but it's we want to go into the shoes of the leader, but sometimes those are hard shoes to fill. We want to mirror their success. We want to mirror that image that they put out that shows us, what people are receiving. So a lot of times we try to mirror something and that's not authentic. We do have to stay authentic to the gifts that God has given each and every one of us. We look at our scriptures, and I feel for Joshua as a leader, which is what we read from our first reading in Joshua 1, 5 through 9. Joshua is receiving to become the leader of the Israelite people and lead them into the promised land. This is the story. Moses has just died in the last book of, which is Deuteronomy before this, in the last chapter. He sees Canaan and he sees it off in the distance, but he's not allowed to actually go to it. But in that last book, right before Joshua is made a leader, it is said that no one has ever shown mighty power, performed awesome deeds that Moses did in the sight of all Israel, and no one else was coming up to do it. Those are some hard shoes to fill. Shoes that led these people through a wilderness, worked with the Lord and showed the Lord's power for these people over and over again, even when they doubted, even when they strayed. Moses was a leader for these people. Those are big, big shoes to fill for Joshua as he's bringing them over the finish line. Have you ever gotten and worked on a project? Maybe you had a teammate, a team member, a team leader, and someone who really worked with you, but for whatever reason, they had to step away from the project. Something happened that took them out of the project, and you had to take it over the finish line. Sometimes that can feel like a very big responsibility. It can give us insecurities as we go forward in this world of what we're trying to do. But that's where God steps in here in Scripture. Very clearly, as an angel of the Lord is telling Joshua, the Lord is telling him that nothing will be able to stand against you the days of your life. He gives him words of confidence and assurance. He tells him what he needs to do. He tells him what he needs to believe. He tells him what he needs to do to be successful. Joshua goes and he is successful. And sometimes that is what we need to do as a leader. We need to be a good student. I looked up the word for disciple, and this is just a Google definition, so forgive it if for any reason it sounds a little off. A disciple is a follower or a fan of someone. It actually said in Google they are a fan of Jesus. I found that quite interesting of an analogy. You might consider yourself a disciple of your favorite type of teacher. The noun for disciple, which comes from Latin, means student, learner, or follower. This is what we are. We are disciples of Christ if we believe in him. The Great Commission is one of my favorite sections in Scripture, because this is where Jesus hands the ball off to humanity here to continue bringing the good news. He is the good news. He has raised from the dead. We have just celebrated Easter, and we know this to be true. But even back then, they were trying to allow that to not be the case. The leaders made rumors to fly that the reason the tomb had been empty, they paid the guards who were there a sum of money. This is in the Scripture right before the one we read here in Matthew. And it says they spread a rumor that the disciples had stolen the body. And that is to discredit this great leader of what he's done, because they fear it so much. And that's Satan working within them. And how many times do we have insecurities because we're so fearful of what's to come? That is something I think we all face. But as we read and we actually sang in this freely, freely, because you believe, people will see me. People see Jesus through us. They see the VIP shine through us, and that makes us a leader. I love that Caitlin used the example of being a teacher and how she teaches her students and how the students all have jobs. There's all different types of jobs to have when you are called into Christ's ministry. I am called to be a minister, and that is what I've been called to be. But I've been many other titles over my time here at St. Paul's. One of the first jobs I had, and I did feel called to do it, was actually to be one of the janitors. I was straight out of high school. I needed a job. I was working other two part-time jobs, and I needed something, and St. Paul's had an opening. So I came here, and I got to clean this building. I actually did that for 10 years, did that all the way through college. That job allowed me to see this building in a different way. It gave me respect for it. It also gave me reverence for what it was, how we needed to care for it. That dust piles up if you don't clean it. That things need to be re-shined and floors need to be re-waxed and things need to be painted and freshened up, and all of a sudden it breathes new life into the building. This building is more than just walls and concrete. It's the people within it. There are ministries I volunteered for many years. I've been volunteering with youth ministry since 2004. That was when I started with youth ministry and working with junior and senior high as a volunteer, which I did up until last year. Volunteering in that position was me being a youth leader and working with youth. One of my youth just gave the children's sermon. She's all grown up. I have a bunch of those now. I actually now have the kids of people I went to youth group with. That's a whole nother story. That's just a lot. But it's great because we see the generations coming up and we teach the next generation what leaders in front of us have taught. If you feel like you don't have a place in ministry, you do. That doesn't mean you have to stand up here. Not everybody loves to be in this position and stand up in front of the crowd. That's not for everyone. I can tell you that as I worked in high school in backstage theater, there are many positions of leadership that are never seen or heard from. There are people in the background. There are people doing the service jobs. They are servant leaders. You may never see them. You may never even know that they're doing it, but they're doing it for the Lord's grace and for to give the Lord their service. There's been many people here. If you see bushes out front that are all trimmed up and gorgeous, someone has done that. If you see a nice coffee hour, someone has presented that. There are things you see here that are done that if they weren't, it would be, we would be amiss. And all of those people are filled to do service to the Lord. So if you don't think you have a place to be in calling to the Lord, come talk to us. Let us find what your gifts are. Some people have done the spiritual gift classes. I know they're running one again. These are great ways to find what your skill is if you just can't hone in on it on your own. Because I guarantee you, other Christian leaders see it in you. They see it in each and every one of you, that there's some way. There was a group of ladies here years ago. They would meet, and all they did was pray. They gathered and they prayed together. I don't know if people knew they did it besides having it in the bulletin that there was a prayer meeting. That's powerful. That prayer meeting reached so many people, and they never even knew that that was their gift. We can be great leaders. We have to follow, though, that assurance that Jesus, that confidence and assurance that Jesus gave his disciples. When he says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's who leads, not us. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit who has been anointed and shines through us. That is who is with us. And teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. We follow his ways. That's how we know we're doing it right. We have kids and youth group who always ask the question, how do I know if I'm doing it right? I don't know if God's speaking to me. I can tell you that you do know how he's speaking to you through his word, through his testimony, through the gospels. If you're following that, you're doing it right. If you have to question it, go back to the word and check it again. If you don't know that, find a leader to help you decipher what that word's trying to say. There are many people in this church that have great knowledge of scripture and a way to help you translate it so you can understand it. Another great gift. This is something he says, and he says, surely I am with you to the very end of the age. Excuse me. There's a solar eclipse happening tomorrow. And because there is a solar eclipse and the world's going to go dark for a few minutes during the day, we have a lot of people who come out with saying the end times are here. Guess what? They're not. Because God was very clear that we're not going to know the day or time that they'll happen. All right? That's something that God has been very clear in scripture about. But it's something where Jesus tells us it doesn't matter when the end of the age is, he's with us. He is with us to the end of the age. That comfort is there. So when you think you're ever alone in leadership, you're not. Christ is with you. That's the most important part. The VIP is with you all the way. He never leaves. He never retires. He never dies. He has already died for us. He has died and sacrificed for us so that we can live. And because we live, we can live with him, in him, and serve. I think that this great commission, since we're talking about that, is I hope that each of you find a place, if you have not, where you can find that you connect with Christ and connect with one another. Because we can see Christ in one another, each and every one of us. And I think that great commission of reaching each other and being able to communicate our shares, our worries, our frustrations when things don't go right, our happinesses when they do, and all of the things in between, we can share those. And together, we can fulfill the great commission to be disciples and go out. We are looking for leaders, but we are looking for also different type of students, all different type of disciples to fill those roles. Let's do that together. Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, thank you for this time. I thank you for the ability to speak. And I thank you, Lord, for the gifts you have bestowed upon me. Lord, I hope that every person here can feel your presence and your love, that they can feel that you can fill them up, that you can give them a purpose, Lord. We all look for purpose. We all look for a reason to keep going from one step to the other. Lord, let us have you be our purpose. Let us identify in you, Lord Jesus Christ. Let us follow you. Let us follow your word. And let us lead others so they too can share in the journey. We lift this up in your holy and precious name. Amen.